Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. We continue today with our investigation and study of the Ten Commandments, the commandments that were given by the Lord to Moses on Mount Sinai for the children of Israel. Now, the reason we are studying these commandments is because the principles and sometimes the specifics of these commandments are included in the doctrine of Jesus Christ as to how Christians are supposed to live. We are to obey these commandments not because they were given by God through Moses, but because they are given by God through Christ. We live under the law of Christ, not the law of Moses. But we're studying these Ten Commandments as are recorded for us in the book of Exodus. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, we have the fifth commandment. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You know, we sometimes hear the phrase, charity begins at home. Well, friend, charity is not the only thing that begins at home. Thoughtfulness, truthfulness, honesty, uprightness, good citizenship, and respect for authority, they all begin in the home. Lawlessness also begins in the home, because there one can learn to disrespect authority as well as to learn to respect authority. If the home is ever going to be a better place, there first must be better people in that home. And when the homes are better, the world will be better. Now, the lesson regarding the home from the Word of God, it needs to be learned. But, friend, it needs to be practiced. So much of the degenerate behavior that we see in our world can be attributed to the collapse of the home. And it's falling away from being what God ordained the home to be. The welfare and salvation of society, friend, it rests in the family and in the reconstruction of family virtues and family values, parental authority and parental responsibility, and the obedience of children to hear and obey their parents. There is much disrespect toward the older generation on the part of the younger, it seems, but much of this is because of the disrespectful way of many who are older have conducted their lives and the way they have mistreated their mates and even mistreated their children. You see, the family is the nucleus and spring of society. There can be no spirituality, there can be no morality, any sounder in a nation, unless such is characteristic of those in the home. And it is also true, there can be no sound church unless there is soundness in the home, because the influence of the home, and this is true generally speaking, it is greater than that of the church. The home often determines the direction of the church rather than the other way around. The state and the church, of course, are both ordained of God, as is the home and the family. But the home was instituted in the Garden of Eden in its purity and sinlessness, and it is the oldest of the God-ordained institutions. So the home heavily influences both the state and the church, even though the influences, of course, go both ways. And this fifth commandment, it deals with the foundation of the home. Honor thy father and thy mother. Now, this fifth commandment, when it's learned, when it's obeyed, well, it is one of the surest safeguards. In fact, it's a near guarantee for correct and righteous human behavior. It gives to us the blueprint for the reign of law and order. The reason there is so much lawlessness is because people have not been trained in the home to respect duly ordained authority. But the home, when it's like it ought to be, when father and mother are respected and obeyed, it makes possible a life of peace, a life of security, indeed a life of happiness. And such will provide, especially for the young, that very foundation upon which life can be built and lived as God would have it to be built and lived. When children obey their parents, they learn to obey those who are in charge of the schools, the government officials, employers, all others with whom they have to deal in life. And while children obey parents, they're doing more than just learning the right ways and obeying their parents. They are obeying a distinct command and expectation of God. All just authority echoes the voice of God. Our holy obligation as children of God is to obey God. And the child's holy obligation to parents bears the imprint of this God-man relationship. Now, Jesus Christ set the example for us for honoring parents. In Luke chapter 2, in verse 51, we read that he went down to Nazareth, and he was subject unto them. That is, Christ was subject unto Mary and Joseph. His first miracle was undertaken at the request of his mother. And when he was dying on the cross, he remarked, "Woman, behold thy son." And to another, which was probably the Apostle John, he said, "Behold thy mother." And it was in this fashion, even as his life was going from him, he showed the care and concern for his mother, and he instigated the means for her continued provisions in this life. You see, friend, the fifth commandment is bound upon the Christian by apostolic authority. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord." The obligation that children have to parents is not a one-way street, of course. Parents have obligations to their children, and many are shirking those responsibilities. Now, there is no law of God that says that children must obey parents to do that which is wicked. But many parents are not respected, and sometimes it's because they are not respectable. To be honored, one must strive to be honorable. Parents must, in some measure, earn and deserve respect, as well as to demand it. Parents earn it and children learn it. It is futile to expect children to respect parental authority, however, when the same parents do not have respect for divine authority. Now, Paul's commandment on this, comment on this commandment was simply this: "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." It will ever be right, friend, to honor and obey parental authority. Parents who have served God and their offsprings with patience and devotion, self-sacrifice, self-denial, sometimes denying themselves even of necessities, providing for the physical and the mental and the medical and the spiritual welfare of their children, praying for their children without ceasing, toiling for them without intermission, hoping for the good times and the bad times for the best for their children, lavished upon their children with genuine love, a love that's akin to the love that God has for his children. Friend, I say to you, such parents, and there be many of this quality, not all, but many, such parents are entitled to the highest place of living honor, second only to the honor that we offer unto God himself. To fail to obey and honor such parents is to sin against God and is to defy His commandment. Parents who are indeed worthy of honor, they'll reap life's richest rewards. But the unworthy parent who has set a sordid example before his or her young, they can expect also to reap as they have sown. Many parents are deserting their own flesh and blood. They're abusing their own children, even maiming and killing them, casting them off as if they were nothing. Many deprive them of the barest needs because of parental degeneracy, like drunkenness, and maybe being the social butterfly, seeking the fame and fortune of their own careers, flitting hither and yon, attending to everything for their own selfishness and the demands that they fail to carry out their duties in the upbringing of their children. No less are the sins of the irreligious, the profane, the worldly, the godless. Indifferent parents are in the same category. In the same moment of spiritual neglect, lavishing material abundance upon them, fail to give them those things that are truly and eternally and spiritually needful. What a horde of unworthy parents are marching across the scene of history in our time. And we're seeing daily the disastrous results of such conduct in the lives of people of every age. What may seemingly have never been learned or forgotten is the duty that parents have toward their children. But that duty does not end when they leave the home under the parental supervision. Christ once rebuked some adults who dishonored their parents. When their parents were in need and dependent upon them, they were giving to God. But were they neglecting the care and provision for their parents, which was also commended by God? Christ condemned such inconsistency and accused them of making God's word null and void, displacing the commandments of God to conform to their own traditions. They committed the mistake of making secondary the things that ought to be primary. Providing the necessary care of parents in their old age when they're sick, when they can no longer provide for themselves, that's as much a duty that God has given to children as for children to obey parents when children are young. There may not be found some ideal way to provide so special care that some parents may sometimes need. Being aged and sick is something far less than an ideal existence. But friend, none who has ever been involved in providing that kind of care would ever suggest that it is easily done. But whatever else may be said on that subject, it does not displace the duty that children have toward parents, and it should be considered a privilege to care for those who once cared for you. One of life's tragedies is to witness a neglected and ignored father and mother, whose life is almost spent, whose children seem to lack even a natural affection, as one would expect. So many children, and even though they have become adults, are concerned only for their own ways and their own ambitions and their own selfishness, and they neglect their parents. Yes, the fifth commandment rings, "Honor thy father and thy mother." We're going to have another lesson on this fifth commandment in our next program. We hope that you will be listening. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.